Welcome to the Biometric Authentication News presented by biometauth.com and produced by Satish Carey. Get the latest news on authentication, biometrics, blockchain, and cybersecurity. Keeping you updated with the latest news, analysis, and interviews is what we do. Join us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/biometauth. Tweet us at biometauth or send us an email at podcast@biometauth.com. It's June 20th, 2017, episode 23. Thanks for all the support, feedback, and email. This is Charlie presenting you with the news, and also on our show today, we have an interview with Mike DePasquale, CEO of BioKey International. Let's get to the podcast. Ping Identity, the identity security company, announced two enhancements to its multi-factor authentication solution, Ping ID, designed to facilitate fast and easy adoption across customers and workforces. Ping ID SDK and Ping Solution Accelerators are both designed to help the modern enterprise boost efficiency and rapid deployments without sacrificing the most important benefit, security. With the Ping ID SDK, companies can deliver secure and convenient out-of-band web authentication, register and manage a network of trusted devices, and approve transaction from trusted devices. The Ping SDK will generally be available in July 2017. Ping Solution Accelerators are packaged technology and service engagements intended to deliver rapid implementations with zero downtime. Connected cars would be nice. Shared information about hazards, accidents ahead, and other relevant information would be great. This also opens up cars to hacking, and the famous one being Chrysler recalling cars due to a proven hack by a Wired magazine reporter on a Jeep Cherokee. Ohio State University Associate Professor Emery Coxall focuses on how to protect vehicles from cyber attacks. Coxall and Abdelaziz presented a limited version of this work at the 2016 IEEE Vehicular Networking Conference last December. Coxall's research is supported in part by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Vehicle Research Test Center, and by the Office of Naval Research. Are you an Android and Google Wallet user? Ever wondered if the fingerprint is integrated with Wallet, and also, why is this not done yet? There's good news. The latest update to the API shows this has been added. In addition to letting you add your fingerprint for authentication purpose, the Google Wallet app also lets you use the Universal PIN system to stay secured. This is known as Google Account PIN, and it works across all the Google applications. This way, you do not need to remember a separate PIN to access your Google Wallet. MasterCard and the Department of Computer Science at the University of Oxford have joined forces to explore mobile biometrics and help develop guidelines designed to help banks understand and successfully bring this fast-evolving technology to life. The first step in the successful implementation of mobile biometrics is recognizing multiple dimensions associated with design, implementing, operating, and continuously improving implementations. For financial services, the paper talks about the five-factor framework that is focused on user experience, interoperability, security, modality performance, and privacy. Here's an interview with Michael DePasquale, CEO of BioKey International.
You're listening to Biometric Authentication News, and it's time for the interview of the week. Today we have Michael DePasquale, CEO of BioKey International. BioKey is an innovative provider of biometric software and hardware solutions for stronger authentication. Welcome to the show, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's great to be with you today.
Thanks a lot for being on our show, and let's get into the details. What problem does BioKey solve today?
Well, BioKey is solving the age-old issue of remembering and having to reset passwords, and on the enterprise level, prohibiting and eliminating or reducing the cybersecurity threat that each and every company really around the world is facing these days. So those are the two issues that we address. We make it not only more secure, but certainly more convenient for users to access information or to sign on or log on to their accounts.
Wow. Okay. And of all the various biometrics, which one has worked out well for the industry in general?
Well, I think in general, all biometrics have their place. So we're seeing an increase in the utilization of finger biometrics. Of course, there are finger scanners on all major mobile devices today, tablets and computers. And there are plug-in USB devices that can outfit even older devices with the current technology. So fingerprint certainly dominating the market and clearly the least invasive and the most scalable today. But we're seeing iris scanners on mobile devices now. Voice recognition has its place. Certainly facial recognition has its place. So I think all biometrics that can make the consumer and the business user's life much easier, more convenient, and more secure all play a role.
Sure. And with so many of the products out there and so many modalities, I think complying with FIPS or NIST standards is also critical. Wondering how your products comply with any of the FIPS or NIST standards.
Well, all of our software does. We have for many, many years, BioKey, just a little background on BioKey. BioKey has been in business for well over 20 years. Our company was founded in 1994. So our WebKey platform and our VST algorithmic technology, which sits under the WebKey platform, is all NIST evaluated and NIST ranked. We're always at the top of the list with the top players in the industry for our fingerprint technology. So we see that as a very, very important part, especially for enterprise and now consumer use. In the context of our hardware, many devices that we sell are PIV certified. Some are not. It really depends on the use case. So, for example, in the enterprise for healthcare and highly regulated transactions and financial services, sometimes PIV is required. But we still have and sell fingerprint sensors that are the same size as the PIV-certified sensors but are not certified. So we really go both ways, but we believe that the standards are very, very important.
Sure. I think that gives you an advantage over other products which are out there in the market proving themselves while there is a standard to comply with. That's really good. And give us a brief overview where your products are successfully helping customers out in stronger authentication today. A few use cases or a story which you think is very relevant.
Well, we have customers in every sector of the economy. So we have customers in banking, in healthcare, for example, the Cleveland Clinic utilizes our technology for access to patient records for their Epic health records management system, as well as for electronic prescribing. The Robert Wood Johnson system in New Jersey, Nationwide Children's Hospital in Ohio, Dayton Children's Hospital. So we have a portfolio of healthcare customers that utilize our technology on a daily basis. So you could imagine what it would be like for a physician to have to enter a 7 or 8 digit token code each time they wrote a prescription, making it simple to just put their finger down. We have international banking customers that are using our technology. 7 million banking customers in South Africa can walk up to an ATM or in a branch office, put their finger down, access their account information, and consummate transactions. So that's in the financial services space. On the government side, the U.S. courts utilizes our technology. We have customers in Canada in the criminal justice system that are using our technology. We have customers in manufacturing utilizing our technology, especially in the highly regulated industries, as I mentioned before, where there are compliance requirements in manufacturing, for example, a medical device or some sort of a weapon for the government. So our applications are very, very broad. We have a very, very large telecommunications company that is utilizing our biometric technology for authentication to their entire user population, internal user population of 360,000 users. So we have some very big deploys in virtually every sector of the economy. NCR uses our software No longer in, especially in the convenience market or fast food market, will you see a clerk swipe a card on an ATM to access that point of sale terminal. Now they simply put their finger on the terminal, which has a finger sensor in it, and they can access that point of sale terminal. The franchisee or the owner doesn't have to provision cards to all the employees, and more importantly, has a very, very strong audit trail on who accessed what POS device at any one point in time. So the application for our technology is universal. Anywhere you're using a password, a token, a card, a key, you can use our biometric technology.
Awesome. So that is where you need to go check out BioKey International. A lot more details around the use cases and their products. Please do visit their website. And Michael, while we wrap up this call, can you make a prediction that I can check back with you in a year? It could be anything under the sun.
Yeah, my prediction is that the proliferation of biometric technology, all types, for consumers and for enterprises is going to absolutely explode in the next 12 months. We have been talking about this for 10 years, and we've seen a very, very slow uptick and uptake on this technology. Mm-hmm. I believe we're at a point today where we are so overwhelmed as individuals, we are so overwhelmed as consumers, and we are so overwhelmed as business users with passwords and with technologies like tokens that can be shared and utilized by others, that I believe biometrics are really going to be come into their own this year. That's my prediction.
And I'm sure I agree with you. And I think it's not as controversial, or I think it's more of the trend of the industry than saying something completely out of the blue. But as you rightly said, it's been a long time coming. So looking forward to that. And maybe one last question. What was the most recent book you read and you would suggest our listeners to read? Any thoughts?
Yeah, the most recent book that I've read, which was actually written almost 2 years ago, is The Age of the Customer by Jim Blasingame. It really is apropos now, and I say this because the world is changing, and it really is a buyer's market. And I say that because the online or the e-tail channels have really taken over brick and mortar. We're starting to see big malls and large department stores really lose their footing because the specialty store and the big retailers like Walmart and now Amazon getting into the food business, right? Just announced in the last couple of days the acquisition of Whole Foods. The whole model is really being turned upside down, and social selling and social marketing is really taking a very strong hold in the market. And I think The Age of the Customer talks about, the book is really prolific. It talks about that rapid shift from the age of the seller to the age of the customer, where the customer has access 24/7 to all kinds of products and services. And we as businesses need to modify our selling models. We need to modify our service models and our delivery models to accommodate that.
Yep, you are so very right. And thanks a lot for being on our show. Really, it was a pleasure talking to you. And we will talk sometime soon.
Very good. I really appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.
The Bitfury Group has formed a strategic partnership with advisory firm Risk Cooperative to use the blockchain digital ledger in the $60 billion insurance broking market. The partnership will explore using a blockchain-based system to host cyber insurance and political risk activities. The hope is to speed up the underwriting process by using a secure platform. UN Blockchain to handle undocumented citizens with Microsoft and Accenture. Placing essential documents such as birth records and education credentials on the blockchain removes the dependence on paper records and subsequent trust in government entities to hold the information. Regardless of a person's life circumstances, information held on an immutable ledger will always be available to them. the Microsoft Accenture program was a central focus of ID 2020.
Intel, IBM, Thomson Reuters, and Samsung are among the participants.
Double switch is a new prevalent form of hijacking accounts. Activists around the world rely on social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter to communicate and advocate for their rights in repressive regimes, making their accounts prime targets for attack. Attackers who gain control of an account can silence and embarrass critics and also create uncertainty and spread misinformation. Activists who try to recover their social media accounts using standard recovery processes can remain locked out. With this new form of account hijacking called double switch, victims don't just lose control of their social media accounts. They also have a harder time recovering these accounts, and in some cases, they can never get them back. People who have not enabled an app-based form of multi-factor authentication for their accounts are especially vulnerable. Please enable multi-factor authentication where applicable. Girl Scouts and cookies we can relate to, but cybersecurity? That would be cool. The Girl Scouts have announced an agreement with the Palo Alto Networks to develop the first ever series of national cybersecurity merit badges. With the launch of the first badge curriculum slated for September 2018, the program will eventually feature up to 18 different badges the Scouts can earn. There will be badges for data privacy, hacking prevention, cyberbullying, and how to protect yourself and your parents online. We are very excited about this one, as we need more cybersecurity-aware netizens, and also will inspire girls to pursue higher education focusing on science, technology, engineering, and math.
That's the end of this edition. Glad to have you here as always. Tweet us at BiomedOff. Your feedback is critical to us. If you like us, rate us on Apple, Stitcher, and Google Play. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/BiomedOff. Please send us an email at podcast@biomedoff.com with your feedback and comments. This show was presented by biomedoff.com and produced by Satish Carey. Music is by VD. I'm your host, Charlie, joined by Satish for the interviews. Signing off. See you next time.